Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Friday, 24th of June, 2011. I'm Simon, this is my Audio Boo, and I'm just using the newest version of Audio Boo, in which they've fixed the notification message bug, so I'm looking forward to when I receive the next message, seeing that the dialogue box coming up nicely again. So, yeah, thank you to Audio Boo for fixing that, you know, for noticing the problem and fixing it. I know I sent a screenshot back to Kate at Audio Boo a while back, so really good to see that that's worked and the bug's been fixed. Thank you very much to AHT, the Northern Bloke, for your response about to-do list apps. I think you're right that to-do list apps, you know, everyone wants to use them differently. Some people don't want to use them at all. I think to-do list apps are a bit like cruise control on cars, in that it only really works if everybody uses it, and that's what's always frustrated me when I try to use cruise control, is everyone else isn't going at a constant speed, and so therefore, yeah. Anyway, I find it very interesting the way that, you know, you describe everyone wants to use it differently, or not at all. And I think that if anyone can come up with a to-do list infrastructure that, or task management or action management infrastructure that can do everything that everyone wants, and everyone can use it in the way that suits them best, that could be fantastic. So I'm really fascinated to hear about SharePoint, because it sounds like SharePoint can do the thing that I was asking for, i.e. Daily reminder emails. Be interested to know whether that's a per user preference or whether that's a global preference for the administrator. But it sounds like it could do that, and it can also do the delegation of tasks to other people bit, which I wasn't really thinking about from my requirements, but Andy, you mentioned that's something you'd like to have, and that sounds good as well. So do you guys actually use that to do task management, but in the moment you're constrained to your PC, and therefore you're just asking whether you can extend that into your iOS world? Is that the question? Because if it is, I went into the App Store very quickly and typed in SharePoint, and it came back with a whole page full of apps that, you know, that are SharePoint clients that can do the action management, and a lot of them, there's a free version and a pro version, which is sort of between £5 and £10 of cost, which is could be well worth the money if it works. So yeah, I'm intrigued by that, I wonder whether you could try that out and let us know whether that works. I think we have had a SharePoint server at my work. Not sure whether we still have it. I think we do. But anyway, whether that would be accessible from, you know, a normal internet connection, I don't know. But I wonder whether somebody else is doing a SharePoint service in the cloud, you know, a bit like DNA Mail does for Exchange, for people that don't, companies that don't want to have an Exchange team, an administrator that looks after the Exchange server, they can just use one up in the cloud instead. And I wonder whether there's something similar for SharePoint, so that then, Andy, you could put in your personal SharePoint tasks into that without it being exposed to your work colleagues. It's all very fascinating. But yeah, I recognise that some people just don't want to use to-do apps. If I can find one that works for me, I'd like to use that. But I might still pass the tasks to other people using other tools. You know, and I think email is a traditional tool for that. But I could just see, you know, I think the ICS format, which people now use to exchange meeting invites, I think that can also be used to manage tasks. Certainly, you can get a task list in ICS format, as well as a calendar format, a calendar in calendar format, in ICS format from OmniProj, the sort of Microsoft project equivalent on the Macintosh. So you can definitely interchange them. So I really do think, you know, the people that crack this might be onto something really big. And I wonder, you know, the elephant in the room is iOS. iOS 5, they've announced, will have a to-do list app of some kind built in. And I wonder whether, you know, whether Apple have got a chance to grab the grasp the nettle here and lead the way into task management across different companies and across your personal devices as well as your PC at work or whatever. So yeah, interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else has got to say. So I'll sign off now. Toodle-boo. Take care of yourselves. Bye.